Reggie says, no, no, no. If you signed up for alerts, that would be one thing, but I have little tolerance for ads following me around, especially when the majority seem to lack any sort of intelligent content. So he's making a judgment about what's in there, as well as the fact that they are in there. Reynolds says he remembers phone banking for Obama in 2008 and going through a list of numbers in Virginia, even though he's in California. His people were tired of answering their phone to hear reminders to go to the polls. Most were Republicans. Turns out we weren't the only ones with the list, so they were getting around 10 calls a day. We have heard those stories again and again. Dave's calling us from Whittier. Thank you, Dave.
Yes, you know, I was telling the caller on the phone, I have a friend who's now a salesman for a company, and they call it textvertising. And you download and you pay for an application on your phone, and then it's half of a cent for every person. But instead of having to individually text message every person on your telephone, you go online, you can add, say, if you're an agent, a real estate agent, you have four or five pictures of a property. You click one button with this program, and it'll automatically send an advertisement to every single person on your cell phone without having to do it individually. So people need to get prepared for that wave, and also start really paying attention to who you're giving your cell phone and your content to, because that's going to be another big market.
Sounds like the old-fashioned telephone tree brought up to date. Of course, a lot of concerns about how your cell phone, your smartphone is being used. People can, those companies can track you as you walk through stores and look to see what displays you're stopping in front of, what you may end up putting in your cart, all of those concerns. And now we're talking about political campaigns using your smartphone to send through advertising if you're browsing at all. And they can do geo-targeting within a space as small as 3 yards and find you and get those pop-ups, get those ads through to you. If you are browsing and if you click on those links, watch for it in Campaign 2012, the new frontier, the new face, the new iteration. Thanks to Vincent Harris of Harris Media and to Lisa Graves of the Center for Media and Democracy. Checking traffic.